The Teaching and Learning Center at Selkirk College is proud to present Sound Education, a podcast series on what gets instructors and students to college each day. Each podcast will feature a key idea about what keeps us motivated to keep on learning. Proposals for podcasts on sound education can be emailed to the Teaching and Learning Center at tlcsupport@selkirk.ca.
Today, I want to take a journey into the post-secondary classroom. I like to inspire my students. It's been a motto of mine ever since I taught young children. And I like to motivate them to dig a little deeper, explore some difficult concepts, and apply critical thinking. This requires motivation for my students. And I have often asked how I can create the engagement I'm looking for. I often draw on my early childhood education background when I try to tackle questions with my older students. When I look at early childhood education and how we're teaching children to learn necessary tasks, we have long stepped away from instant reward systems. Gone are the stars for peeing in the toilet, and gone are phrases such as good job, which is the equivalent of getting an A in post-secondary education. Instead, we're using feedback on what the children accomplished. Feedback such as, look at you, you knew when you needed to use a toilet, your pants stayed dry. Or, I like how you have helped with the cleanup today, you found all the right places for our toys on the shelf. It takes motivation to want to learn for the sake of learning. This intrinsic motivation takes place in the absence of external motivators. Prompt feedback lets a student know how they are doing, and it motivates them to keep going. I believe that intrinsic motivation is an essential ingredient for college and career success. Nimick and Ryan agree with me on this. They wrote in 2009 that students who are intrinsically motivated are more willing to engage in less interesting tasks and value academic activities. With higher volition, learners demonstrate higher quality learning outcomes, enhanced wellness, and a greater value for what school has to offer. Ryan and Desi introduced self-determination theory in 2000 and analyzed intrinsic motivation by identifying three basic psychological needs that must be met in order for intrinsic motivation to be present: autonomy, competence, and relatedness.
Sound Education is produced by instructors and students. Subscribe to the podcast to get updates or begin a conversation about what motivates you to learn. Sound Education is hosted through the Teaching and Learning Center at Selkirk College in British Columbia, Canada. Proposals for podcasts on sound education can be emailed to tlcsupport@selkirk.ca.